Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Following Israel's airstrike on Hamas, leaders in Doha, Qatar, has announced it'll host an emergency Arab-Islamic summit. That's happening this coming Sunday and Monday. The meeting brings together regional powers at a critical and volatile moment. To help us understand the goals of the summit and its potential impact, we're joined by Dr. Emmanuel Navoni, lecturer at Tel Aviv University's School of Politics and Science and a fellow at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. Dr. Navon, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. What do you see as the main goals for this emergency summit? We're not hearing you. Can you just check if you are on mute by any chance?
Yeah, sorry, good morning.
There we go. Now we can hear you. No problem
at all. Problem. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. So what do you see as the main goals for this emergency summit?
Look, the when you see a Security Council summit, when there is an emergency, it's generally you have to look at the countries that are convening the council.
Mm-hmm.
We know that many of the countries sitting on the council are among the world's worst violator of international law. Think about Russia. Blocked the council for many months after it invaded Ukraine. And of course, you have a lot of governments there that have a lot of vested interests with Qatar, which is very heavily invested in Western governments. So the purpose of this emergency summit is really declaratory to condemn Israel. With the same double standards that we're familiar with, the same countries that praise the United States for violating the territorial integrity and the sovereignty of Pakistan for eliminating Osama bin Laden,
mm-hmm.
Will condemn, of course, and have condemned Israel for violating the sovereignty of Qatar for trying to eliminate at least Hamas's leadership.
So is this primarily symbolism? Is it to show solidarity with Hamas and really just stand opposed to Israel? Or will there be concrete policy moves here?
No, there won't be any concrete policy moves because, again, to pass a Security Council resolution, you need a majority there. And even though the U.S. seemed to have been unaware of Israel's operation in Qatar, it will veto any resolution condemning Israel. So thankfully, the Security Council has this mechanism of veto, which does not enable to pass resolution against Israel, despite the many adversaries and enemies that Israel has at the Security Council.
So the fact is that very, very little will come out of it. But the United States, Europe, what can we make from their response to Israel's attempt to eliminate Hamas's leadership in Doha?
Look, when it comes to Europe, immediately, of course, you had condemnations from the French President Emmanuel Macron, but also from Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister.
Mm.
And as I said, the hypocrisy here is just unbelievable. The same countries that praised the U.S. for eliminating Osama bin Laden, and in the way, violating the sovereignty of Pakistan. Israel is also making its use of self-defense under Article 51 of the UN Charter by eliminating all the terrorist leaders that were involved in October 7. It is part of self-defense. There are, however, different governments, of course, in Europe. The EU itself counts 27 members, and then you have non-EU members such as the UK and Norway. And Israel does have some allies in Europe today, mostly in Eastern Europe, but also Germany and Italy. But for sure, the current governments of France and of the UK, when it comes to Israel and the Middle East, have taken a line which is systematically criticizes Israel without taking into account Israel's side.
Mm. Do you think that the outcome will be any different in terms of, let's say, what happens over the next 10 days if the leaders have been eliminated versus if they have not been?
So definitely, I think that if it turns out that the operation was not successful, then of course Israel will be blamed even more. But it doesn't really matter what for countries that condemn Israel, no matter what, whether the operation is successful or not. Some of those governments just condemn Israel automatically. We do not know yet whether or not the Hamas leadership was eliminated in this strike. There are different estimations in the media. But whether or not Israel achieved its goals in this operation, it will go after all the Hamas leadership. Mm. I think the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was very clear on that, telling to the Qataris, if you don't bring those people to justice and if you don't expel them, we will take care of it. So the same people who were filmed praying and praising on October 7 from Doha, when they saw on TV Israel is being butchered and burned alive, Israel will get to each and every one of them.
And there's little doubt that that is exactly what will happen. Dr. Emmanuel Navon, thank you for that. Dr. Emmanuel Navon is a lecturer at Tel Aviv University School of Politics and Science. He's a fellow at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security.